Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Teresa LeBert, please?
Yes. Hey.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay, because you do. You have 5 minutes before I have to get on the expressway. So I'm okay driving, but I don't want to get on the expressway. So we'll take 5 minutes or less.
Okay, you're driving right now?
Yeah, but I'm in traffic, so I've got about 5 minutes before I get to the port.
All right. All right, ma'am. Does anyone in your house or work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, African American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American, or American Indian, or mixed race?
Black, African American.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Absolutely, I will vote, and I will at least get at least 20 to 100 other people to do it with me. I'm on committee.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
71.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
They're more important. We have more state.
Okay, more important. All right, ma'am, and what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
We have not been in this climate in our country with the climate of America for hundreds. I have to say it's been quite a while, and now we have more state. We have more people who are at stake in their lives and safety are at stake as well. So the climate is not, we have to control the climate. We have to do something to make it okay, because right now it's the hunting season and it's not good.
Okay, so we have not been in this climate in years, you say, right?
Let's say that it's not, this is, our democracy is at stake. Let me say that.
Oh, okay.
The democracy is at stake. It is being threatened. In the United States, democracy is being threatened.
Okay. Mistake. And threatened, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I am a Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I don't agree with everything that the Democrats think, but I am a Democrat.
So, but you call yourself strong,
right?
I will not
vote against them. I would have to say strong Democrat, because I'm not going to do anything else other than
do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
The way he has, yes.
Okay, I strongly approve or just somewhat?
I strongly approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I like what Biden is doing. He has a lot of opposition from Trump. Trump is out of his mind, and Biden is older. And I think that he is wise enough to lead the country, but he's older. but okay. It doesn't, just like, yeah, he's older, but kings and queens in England and in other parts of the world, they don't retire because they're 80 or 90. The Queen of England didn't leave until she was, what, 80, whatever, 90. So it's not like he couldn't mentally handle it. So
okay,
he
so you,
knows
would
he's
you,
the most knowledgeable.
So would you call your, would you call it very satisfied or just satisfied with the direction?
I'm going to say I'm satisfied. I would vote for Biden. If Biden was running, I would vote for Biden.
So, dissatisfied or just very dissatisfied?
I'm not dissatisfied.
So, yeah, satisfied?
What was the question?
The question was thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking. Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
I'm going to say... I'm going to say satisfied.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm staying the same.
Staying the same. All right, ma'am. I'm thinking more broadly about the upcoming election. What do you think the election should be most about? Tackling inflation, improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, improving K through 12, 12 public schools and making college more affordable, not going back to Trump years of division and chaos, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with first woman of color president, or stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. You can choose two of those to be the most important to you, okay?
I can't say all of the above. Democracy is first.
Okay, preserving our democracy, okay?
And then we have to make sure... Which one did you say about Trump?
Not going back to Trump years of division and chaos.
Okay, that's second then.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Because everything else will work out. If we can...
Okay. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one will be Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100.
You said a person or the Democrats in Congress?
The whole thing, the whole Democrats in Congress.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, every party has, their people in Congress, right? So that's what they're talking about, Democrats in Congress. Uh-huh. What do you think about them from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable towards them. A 50 means that you're particularly like a neutral.
So you're saying, do I want Democrats in Congress or
no? How you feel about them. Rate your feelings towards, Yes. Do you like him? I mean, what number would you give him from 0 to 100?
Well, I want Democrats to be in Congress.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but what do you think about them? Every state has their, people, Democrats and Republicans, they are in, in Congress. What do you think about them in Congress? What are your feelings?
Okay. So how are they doing? How are Democrats in Congress doing? So I'm going to give them, ones in Congress, I'm going to give them 75.
Perfect. Okay, and what about Cornel West?
I don't know him. Who is that?
Don't know. Okay, Mayhem. Don't know him. Okay, no problem. Project 2025.
I just heard referred to that. What is that?
Well, it don't give me a description here, but it's some kind of, you know, like I said, that's why we're talking about projects and organizations. Is that right?
I am going to say, I don't
remember,
know.
50 is neutral. And then, you know, you have never heard too, you know, if you never heard or don't have an opinion.
What? Which one is don't have an opinion or I don't know about?
If you don't know him, I mean, y'all can just put, you don't know, okay? Never heard of him.
Like, put, I don't know, because I don't want to give a 50 to be a neutral about something that they didn't make me aware of.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
I think that they have, they're backing Trump, and they should have. I am not pleased with their actions in Congress.
So what number would you give him from 0 to 100?
They have some points. They do have some points. I'm going to give them a 25.
25. Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
What would I give her as a vice president or as a what? As a running person?
Yes, as a vice president, I guess right now.
Well, she's all we got. So I'm going to give Kamala, she has to run. So I've got to give her 95.
95, okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who he is. Is he somebody on this ballot that hasn't paid attention to this mate yet?
Okay. Joe Biden. I have, well, they don't give us no information. They just want to know if you know him, you know, and what your feelings about.
Okay, I'm going to say 95 for Joe Biden as well.
95, okay. Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump. I'm going to give Donald Trump. About 15.
15? Okay, and J.D.
Yeah.
Vance.
I'm going to say nothing.
So no opinion or never heard of
him. I can't remember. I can't remember, so therefore I'm not going to say anything. Because I can't remember.
So no opinion? No opinion?
I'm going to say no opinion.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, ma'am, or are you still undecided?
No, I've never been undecided. I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay, Kamala Harris. Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what, you know, she's doing? Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Trump, the Republicans have her all over. Anything I open up on the computer, my telephone, on the news, yes, I keep hearing a lot about Kamala Harris and all that, you know, Trump, Congress, or whoever it is, they're trying to, everything, it's always something about her.
Okay.
But
have you read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris? And that would be yes a lot or yes some?
No, yes a lot.
Yes a lot. All right, ma'am, has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
It it makes me more determined to be.
Okay, so be much more favorable, yes. Or just somewhat more favorable.
Somewhat more favorable.
Somewhat more favorable. All right, ma'am. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris? Just anything you can remember that you heard or seen.
Well, with her, well, first of all, I'm interested in her debating Trump. I believe that what she's working for, I like the way she's picking and choosing, not going for everything, all the bait that that the Republicans are putting out there, choosing her battles. She's staying in the position to still do a vice president do while still taking on the platform to be a runner, to run for president. So she hasn't abandoned her duties. From what I can tell in the news, she's still doing what she's supposed to do while stepping up to be a nominee to run a candidate for president. Uh-oh, they just moved the accident.
So she's still, and still, she's still doing her duties, right?
She's still doing her duties, and I like the way she's a forward thinker. You know, I think that they're picking it. They're going to really try to tear her down as they, you know, as they do. I think that they're going to use a lot of different things against her. I think she's strong enough, and I think that we are motivated enough to put her in place.
Okay, now I'm gonna read you. Okay, I'm gonna read you a few statements that some people. Go ahead, ma'am.
You know what? I am getting ready to. I'm getting ready to move into position. I need to pay attention.
Okay, but let me read these statements and we should be almost done with this survey. Okay, I'm only gonna read you this to you as like a three or four statements. Okay.
Hold on for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on for a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Okay, please read it.
Thank you. Please
rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing reason at all, okay, to support her for president. But you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at, you know, the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the national first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She has an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which, you know, sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing reason to support her for president?
Is that one of her statements? Is that a statement that she is running on?
Yes, that statement, well, it's about her, okay? That statement is about her.
Okay, so that is a true statement.
Yes, ma'am. Everything is true.
Okay. It's a good reason.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
What are we doing? 0 to 100 or 0 to 10?
0 to 10.
Okay, let's go 10.
All right. All right, ma'am. And both of Kamala Harris' parents were active, you know, in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her a commitment to fight for the rights of people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. And District Attorney Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases. In under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed were dropped. Would that, what number would you give that from 0 to 10?
I'm going to say a 9.
Okay, ma'am, and in this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning will mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning will mean turning back in the politics of hate and division for freedom and the change for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
I'm going to say that's a 10.
Okay. All right, and the last one said, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about, you know, our ability to make decisions about our own bodies. And not have the government tell us what we can do or can't do. As a president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
I'm going to say that on my scale of importance, I'm going to take it down to an 8.
What number?
8.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump. For whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and then let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little more about elections, okay, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential elections and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, versus more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
No, this is more important.
More important,
democracy,
right? Okay.
No.
Okay.
America is safe.
All right. And how often do you receive information about the world in politics from social media? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
On social media? Or are you calling the telephone social media? Because I don't stay on social media. But I do get the text.
So, social media is like, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and all those. WhatsApp.
I don't do those. But when you turn on the computer, the news page is on. In order
So not at all from social media.
So whatever that is, it's on that. All those the news articles are on. And when I turn on the computer, news is on the computer, and then I have to close the window and click on the window. So I don't go on the platform. However, it gets on the computer.
All right, ma'am. And switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like bachelor's degree, or postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera?
Master's,
okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow,
okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in the household?
No.
And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm going to say I am somewhat liberal. Give them again. I'm not very liberal. What's in the middle?
I got moderate, somewhat liberal or very liberal, somewhat conservative or very conservative.
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a week. Definitely once, but anything else going on, I'm there. So
once or twice a month?
No. It's a definite every Sunday. And
okay, so
it might be more if we do.
Okay, I got twice a week or more, okay? That would be fine?
Okay.
All right, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I'm going to say more than half.
Okay, more than half. Okay. All right, ma'am. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would that be urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm going to say it's outside of Philly, so I'm going to say suburban.
Suburban. All right, ma'am. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States? Yes or no?
No.
And were one more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? I really appreciate your help. I know you were driving, and I almost told you not to do it, but we did good.
Right, yeah. Well, I pulled over because I'll be on the expressway and on the drive in a minute.
So
I needed to pull over to finish.
Okay,
so
well,
now I'll get back on.
Thank you very much, okay? I appreciate that. You have a great evening.
It's important. This is, like you said, this is a very important election. And so whatever drives and informs the decisions that have to be made, it's important.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.